Never forget that land. Now coming now closer to the situation at hand, and coming closer now to the time of, you know, what has happened previously. Throughout, from the time of, after the taking of the land, after the Crusaders, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh, in various phases, in different stages of glory, in different stages of justice, the Muslims remained in control of Masjid al-Aqsa right up till the beginning of the 19th, or towards the end of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century. 1917, George Allenby was the one who came into, on behalf of the British, he took over Jerusalem from the Ottomans. There is a report that says that when he came back, he remarked with regard to the Crusaders, and he said that the Crusaders have come back. That this is a situation. But from 1917, thereafter, let us go more closer towards the State of Israel, which was established in 1947 or 1948, around about that particular time. Now, what actually happened, and I'm just going to give brief snippets, brothers. I don't have, in a 1 hour that we have, we can't go into entire, you know, history with regard to what is happening. But I would recommend to people that while we have emotions, and emotions are very good, my dear respected brothers, emotions are not necessarily bad, but together with that emotions, we must have facts. I was making mention of in Jummah prayers that emotions and sacredness is something that is good. It is not something that is necessarily bad. Emotions, many a times we see people of other faiths and other groups, and they can speak about a matter in a detached manner, in a cool and calculated manner, the way we say, and we seem to be impressed with regard to it, you know. But yet, when we look at the history of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we found that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many a times during the course of his life, also showed emotion. He showed emotion. One day Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam took and hugged his grandchildren, and one, I think it was most probably a sahabi with the name of Aqra bin Habis, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I've got so many grandchildren, I never hugged them." Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What should I do when Allah Ta'ala took rahm away from your heart? What should I do?" And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's son Ibrahim passed away. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried, and one of the sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, are you also crying?" He felt it was against tawakkul, against accepting the decision of Allah Ta'ala, for the Nabi of Allah to cry. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, I am crying. This is the rahmat and the mercy that Allah has placed in my heart." So emotions are not necessarily bad, but emotions must be channeled correctly. Emotions must be channeled correctly so that we can benefit from our emotions. And sometimes, you know, we took the example of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of the death of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can say with almost certainty there was none who was more affected and who had more love for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam than Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But he kept his emotions in check. At that time when he came into the masjid and he came to the place of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he see? There was confusion reigning. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was saying that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not pass away. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone for a very short period of time and he would return. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, despite his love, he kept his emotions in check and he brought stability to that particular time. So emotions, while it is good, we need to channel our emotions correctly. And sometimes you feel that there is a lack in that. And one of the lacking is we don't know our facts. If people were to ask us with regard to certain matters about Palestine, many a times we would be unable to give answers. Our attachment is there emotionally. But what we are saying is, do more than that. Know the facts. That we can be able to convince people. You can be able to speak to people whom you come into contact with. We are living in a country where many a times, many of us, during the course of our business transaction, during the course of our working, we come into contact with other people. At least we should know our facts. Read with regard to what is happening. So this was a situation. In the beginning of the 20th century, in the beginning of the 1900s, you know, only 2.5% of the land belonged to the Jews. 97.5% of it belonged to the Muslims and the Palestinians. Maybe I shouldn't say Muslims, Palestinians, because there were also other Christians who were also Palestinians. But 97.5%, majority of which were Muslims, belonged to the Palestinians. And despite the fact that there was encouragement for Jewish migration into Palestine, in 1947, when the United Nations decided to split Palestine into two, give one portion to the Jews and one portion to the Muslims. That time, despite the fact that there were only 6% of the population, 54% of the land was given to Israel. Despite the fact that there were only 6% of the land, 54%